The drama surrounding Kenya's election season isn't over. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll update you on the latest with the presidential elections in Kenya, and we'll share some critical prayer needs. And then speaking of prayer, a ministry is taking their approach to prayer seriously for the Great Commission. Those stories and more coming up in just a few moments. But we'll start today with a look at the drama surrounding Kenya's elections. After his announcement that he wouldn't be participating in the October 26th rerun elections, opposition leader Raila Odinga called for renewed protests from his followers to force election reforms. Bernice Gatire of Transworld Radio Kenya shares.
The slogan is no reforms, no elections. But the government has banned those protests in three major cities, the city of Nairobi, the city of Kisumu, and the city of Mombasa, saying that they are causing destruction of properties.
But the protests continue. Human Rights Watch says police had killed up to 67 people since August's failed election. Gatire explains that because politics go hand in hand with tribal alliances, the tension is heating up. She prays that this will be a moment for the church to stand out in Kenya.
We believe that this is God's moment for us to make a difference by aligning ourselves with God and his purposes for this nation and not aligning ourselves with any party. So it's our prayer that it's actually a moment for the church to take leadership.
Kenya has until the 1st of November to re-vote. Would you ask God to arrange a peaceful solution and that the church would be an example of love, reconciliation, and peace during this time? Next, churches in Ukraine are continuing to try and meet the needs of the people living in the crossfire of the Ukrainian crisis. Sharing more is Slavic Gospel Association's Vice President of Ministry Operations, Eric Mock, who was recently in the country.
Even though we don't hear much about Ukraine, the fighting is every day up and down this line. And even though they're not supposed to continue the fighting, the reality is that it does happen. And people are dying every day.
Through its Crisis Evangelism Fund, SGA has been helping churches to reach out to people who live in the conflict zone.
Our focus is on getting the gospel, getting the message of hope to people that seemingly have no hope. Not just coming to them in word, but also coming to them in deed. Equipping these churches so they can come with necessary food aid, sometimes emergency medicine, and also with the message of the gospel.
So pray for these churches to persevere and that hearts would be open to the gospel. If you'd like to tangibly help, consider giving to SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund to support these churches. You get the details on our website. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow to hear how two young men are risking their lives to share the gospel in Ukraine. And Global Disciples believes wholeheartedly in the power of prayer when it comes to reaching the least reached for Christ. That's why Global Disciples has someone praying for the advance of God's kingdom and their ministry every hour, every day, all year round. They have around 1,000 church planter and discipleship programs around the world, each with a prayer team. And with approximately 944 hours in a 31-day month, each team takes an hour that month to shower the mission in prayer. Barry with Global Disciples says they also do prayer trips with small teams into some of the harder ministry areas.
We believe that prayer also is effective in breaking ground, in a sense sowing seeds of faith in prayer and breaking ground into some new territories where we're looking to push into with our programming, with our church planner training.
Barry has gone on prayer trips with Global Disciples into Nigeria, Bhutan, Nepal, and Morocco. He says they could always use more prayer warriors. Go to missionnews.org to get the details. But you don't have to wait, because you can start praying for them right now.
One of the areas that we're really sensing God calling us into and struggling is the region of North Africa. And so we would love to have people join us in praying for God to open doors that can't be shut into North Africa.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on Earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tribe, tongue, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.